Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, Liverpool keeping the ball on the ground!
Yes, boys.
Little ginger freak's not here.
Swinney's never looked better, mate. Best he's looked.
You've bossed him off this main podcast, mate. I love it.
Well, somebody gave him a shout the other day that he looked like Floyd for Dumb and Dumber, so...
He's spitting him his by me here. top goal scorer in the Lowland League sitting right here, mate.
Aye.
What a player.
Second half, mate.
5 weeks you've turned into the main man.
Never anywhere near the box at any fucking club he's been at. Now he's seen the proper Kirk Broadfoot men with.
He's got three.
Three, mate, he's five, on the right mate. Wing, he's up fucking centre forward.
You never had a ratio like that, 3-5.
No chance. No.
And by the way, what a goal it is.
Cheers, Gaffer. Cheers. Appreciate
no
worries, that. Mate.
Yeah,
it's his
birthday.
I need to watch what
it's
I'm saying here.
No, you didn't go for it. This is a way for the football. Birthday boy, you know.
I know.
48. Happy birthday, mate.
48.
Brilliant, man. But Slaney's been demoted because we're 2-0 down Saturday, sitting on the bench. My head's fucking gone. How are we two down here? Go down, sit next to him. I'm like that. Need to change something, need to go 4-4-2, need to go for it. He's like, do you know how we'll lose control in the middle of the pitch? I was like, fuck the middle of the pitch, we're getting beat fucking 2-0.
That's what we say to you.
For fuck's sake. Change 4-4-2.
Can we go and win 3-2?
He is so funny, that boy, man.
Mate, funny as well. So Frankie's obviously a ball boy. You left, Dell's fucking knocked him out, didn't he? And then he's lifted him up with celebration, so he was buzzing. But I didn't take my phone, it was when the game's playing. So he's got a phone now. He just got it 2 weeks ago for his first birthday. So I go back in at the office after the game, look at my messages, 2 messages for Frankie. So the second goal must have went in about 15 minutes, so I get a text like 10 past 4 going, that just says rubbish. So he's sitting as a ball boy, rubbish. And then after their goal, we scored, it must have been 70 odd, so it was like 20 to 5, I get another text saying, can you send that picture of me in Broadford?
Well, I didn't notice
it was him as well.
He cut my shoulder
to him, didn't he?
Does him a belter, mate. Oh.
Mate, I've got to say though, I thought you were very good at the weekend. First 20 minutes, brilliant. Last 25 in the first half, bit shaky. But then second half, I always felt you were going to come back and win the game. If he's got that first goal early enough,
yep.
I thought
just
you were
do you see just the
back.
Way things were going to, when that first goal went in, I was like that. What can you do, man?
Especially how you started the game, because you were really good. That's the most like control I felt you've had. Maybe couldn't be second half. I thought was excellent as well, but you were in complete control, and then they break out a pitch first chance and score. So that's actually a decent.
So I was ready for chucking it, mate. See when the second went in, I was at Sam chucking this.
Berwick were Berwick. I don't know how Berwick got 2-0 up.
Yeah,
because they didn't do any like major passages of play that you thought, oh fucking, he's a decent side. They just, I think he's kind of just gifted.
They've got a good character.
No, they have.
They've got a good
manager, big
Malky.
Malky, he's a nice big guy, but nah, showed great character, good substitutions at the right times, and
Dell's a freak, isn't he? 41.
Freak, mate. He's a monster with his tap half, by the way.
I know. Yes, he's ripped. I was going to say, talk about experience. Your average age of that team was about 53 at the end of that game, wasn't it?
Imagine he come on as well.
Tell you what, Kev went to the first team training on Thursday. You were unbelievable.
No, I was going to ask you, so see, in case I do get the sack and I need to go back to play for a team next year, tell with the performance and training and you missed it, bro.
I've never seen you as good as that back in your 21.
You need to show them, didn't you? You need to show them.
Mate, it was unbelievable. You wouldn't have been training with you because you were in recovery.
It was
unbelievable.
That's why I can't understand why you're not playing.
I'm not there to be a player.
Mate, you're so good.
The training session before that, somebody came into your box.
Oh, this guy.
He pegged us, mate. I thought he was undroppable, mate, but that, for that split second he was fucking sitting on the bench on the Saturday, mate.
Bear in mind,
what's up to this guy, mate? Scoring goals, Megan Pryor.
What are you talking about? You've been Megged as well.
Aye. Couple of times.
Meg's my thing, eh?
Mate, you, that's what, you didn't realise how much you can play.
I'm a mermaid, mate. I don't get Megged. Never.
I'm a mermaid.
Tell but me. Mate, Dell 41, man.
I know. He,
what an example to young people, eh?
I think he has to sell, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's proper fit.
I see him up the gym every day, mate. Valentine's, I go up and Dell's always fucking battering it on the cross trainer.
Is he, aye?
He does still look fit.
Oh, mate.
But even his past, even his past to you is a joke, mate.
Oh, mate, unbelievable.
Just slides in there. Because he said that you said when you came on, Dell, I'll slide into you.
Aye.
And then he's fucking slid in. So, where did that, why were you in the box at that stage? Had the corner came in?
Was a second, no. So, I'd went one of my stupid runs up the right wing and it get played wide, so I thought, right, I'm getting in the box. And I just ran in the box and they get away.
Because you crossed it at first, did you know?
And Gaz makes a great tackle.
Yeah.
And it's a second phase.
Aye.
And then it just,
because they were through. That tackle was massive because they were breaking through me too. Gaz wins it in the middle of the pitch. And I think, is it Matty plays it into you?
Yep,
yeah.
And then you put it into Dell.
But that's what we've done better Saturday than we have in the previous games. When the ball came out, our midfielders were there.
Yeah, nice and
good. Nice. I think Regan done it the first game, we ended up getting a goal for it. I'm sure you mentioned it on commentary. But the East Cobride game, we were terrible at it.
Aye.
Too many times they got turned and hit us on the counter where Saturday the boys were on it. But I need to tell the story about one of the trialists. So one of the trials, he'll tell you himself, he's a wee bit heavier than what he wants to be. So I text him before training saying, get out 30 minutes early and me and you will go for a jog around the pitch. I want to get to know you. So jogging on the pitch, he's been at good clubs and stuff like that. And I said, I just went, honestly, I went, so how have you got to this? He's like, fucking, I've no idea, man. He's like, my diet's actually really good. And I'm like, right, talk us through a typical day's diet then. And he's like, right, well, breakfast, okay, Weetabix. And I was like, decent start. He says, 2 Weetabix. And I go, and do you like snack before your dinner and your lunch and that? He goes, aye, packet of crisps.
But you said you could see in his face that he was trying to hink you a line.
No, he was trying to get someone to help
me. Packet of crisps.
Protein crisps, isn't it?
Low-fat snack, is that?
What a boy he is. Keeping the ball on the ground, Grosvenor Sport, who wants to take it away?
Go on, Kev.
Go on, Andy. Now, sign up for Grosvenor Sport, bet £5 and get a £25 in free bets on any sport. Sign up at gsport.com/opengoal.
My mate texts me saying he had a fiver on me for top goal scorer in the league. 10,000 to 1.
Wow. No way.
And what, you get what a chance, you
got? Nah, impossible, mate.
Get him on the pens.
It's impossible.
You can start taking the pens, they bother. Mate, we didn't. What am I talking about? We didn't get a penalty.
True.
To be fair, aye, there was definitely one at the weekend, I remember. Pitch doesn't help you, by the way.
Dry.
Aye. It was like, somebody said it was like Slaney's face.
What, the flaky bits and the dry bits?
Oh,
mate, the
bumpy bits.
The 20s you're doing, you're enjoying it.
Good, aye, mate. Friday. Listen, it's all been good. Even wee periods where it's not been great, been really happy with the reaction. But we knew Montrose was going to be a good test for us on Friday, and boys were superb. First goal, man. Like, I've said to Si like loads of times, I'm doing my badges now, but I don't know if I want to be a coach after when I finish, because you'll know yourself when you're playing football and you've got a club, you need to move about family and whatnot. So if I start a family when I finish football, I don't want to be that person that's moving about all the time. But see, coaching these boys, mate, and like that first goal especially, because we'd worked on a certain partner play on Wednesday. Our first goal comes to that partner play and you're sitting on the side like that. How rewarding did that feel? Do you know what I mean? And the reaction with the boys to the goal, and I'm really, really enjoying it. Boys are class.
Would you have seen a coach in him when was a player when you were at Blackpool? Yeah?
To be fair, aye.
Uh-huh.
Andy wasn't scared to speak his mind, and I think leaving coming as, you were pretty young when you came to Blackpool, weren't you?
Aye, I would have been.
And there was some big characters there. Andy was straight up getting his opinion straight away. It was good.
His brothers, you say?
Well, I coach on the pitch, but I wouldn't say me and him were coach worthy half the pitch, to be fair, because that 6 months after.
What was it, a stag do at Blackpool, was
it? Mate, it's by far the craziest 6 months of my career, mate.
How?
I was got to Blackpool, right? Obviously, it was a hard period at my desperate time, so I was on the bench every week. I told you,
I don't know if I should talk about this.
I'm not going into too much detail, but never getting on. Constantly in Boggle, I need to go and loan somewhere, I need to play. Like, you're on the bench, I was like, but I've not played a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Gets me to go to Blackpool, I'm like, do you know what, buzzing, just go get a game of football and enjoy my football again. But that's 6 months. Mate, Thursday night.
Did you not stay in the chairman's hotel?
Aye, in the hotel.
Did you meet him?
Aye, he's cowboy hat on our time, he was mental him. He was actually mental, mate. He was walking with 5 buds, wasn't he?
Aye.
He's walking with 5 buds?
Aye. Mate, it's old guy. He must have been like 60 odd. He'd walk about with just five birds.
You know, aye, worldies.
Aye. 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 Young, young.
Was that a wig he had? His hair was all weird, wasn't it?
No.
Was he not weird looking?
He was building a penthouse up above the restaurant at the stadium.
Aye.
He loved it.
Aye. He had a penthouse at
penthouse?
The top.
No, at the pitch.
What a hero.
He looks like the guy for that Tiger King.
Does he do that?
And some of this, the myth about Blackpool, did Blackpool stop paying players wages during the summer?
They did when I was
because I remember being offered to go to Blackpool before I went to Kilmarnock, and they says, I bet we don't pay you for 6 weeks the whole, we pay you just basic rate.
You get all your wages on that 11 month though. That's pretty clever for the chairman though, because in England you get paid to September. So say you were at Blackpool and you just sat about for 3 months, they would have had to pay your full wage to September. So the chairman's like, no, on your contract you're getting 60 quid a week or something, 3 months, so you have to go and sign with somebody.
You'd got extra though, donkey rides on the beach.
That's quite good for you. That's decent.
You couldn't have got on the Pepsi Max with that now.
No chance.
I know he's around.
You've got a wee strand hanging down. Ever. Just push it up.
Mate, I was generally like, I don't know if I can sign that, it's too windy. Any action shots have fun.
So, who was it? Was that when Fergie and Bob? Were you there when Bob and Dobie were fighting?
Aye.
That's right, aye.
What game was that?
Burnley on Sky. Did Burnley go up after that game? Was that to get them promoted?
Something like that, aye. That was on the touchline of the scrap.
That's right. It was something about Dobie going on and then Bob telling me he wasn't going on, was it?
Because Baz was playing. Baz was on the pitch.
Bannon?
Fergie.
Right.
So Fergie had obviously went to the bench and said, like, oh, Dobes, get ready, Dobes is coming on. Then, like, 2 minutes later, Baz's like, nah, Dobes isn't coming on. And then Dobes lost it and it meant he's having a couple of
goals. So who else was there? You two, Gary McKenzie.
Obviously, all Scottish base. So we had a Wednesday half and a Sunday.
Aye.
So after every Tuesday session, after every game, we'd drive up the road. But that's what I was going to say. We would go, not all the time, but we went out a couple of Thursday nights in Preston that, 2 days before the game.
It's because we were bored.
Aye, bored, because you just don't have a lot of time. But even no drink.
Has the sleeping tablet story been told on here before?
Aye. Do you mind that?
Aye.
Well, we all get a team back for London?
Aye, you're a machine, mate, to be fair.
What, drinking?
Drinking and sleeping tablets.
But I got addicted to sleeping tablets there, mate. Genuinely. Because the hotel was so noisy, wasn't it?
Oh.
So see nights before games and that?
Goodness.
Big Royston having parties in the penthouse. I need a sleeping tablet.
All right, we'll come on to Brothers Kieran in a bit. But we'll talk about the Edinburgh Derby for the weekend. Martin Boyle snatched at last minute equaliser. Kev, is it justified? Fair enough, the draw?
I think on reflection, I think a draw would be fair.
I was actually impressed with
Hibs. Hibs had a good first half. Hart sat back a few times. Craigie made a good save for the diving header, but the ball cost the keeper. Craigie's made a good save, but as much as Hart's had some good chances in the second half, Hibs also had some decent chances in the first half. But on the balance of play, Hibs are all right. I just think the Martin Boyle goal, it's too easy. It's like up the park and the big boy.
It's fair thrown, isn't it?
He just chests it down, lays it off, plays it in, and it's too easy then when it goes wide.
He's so sharp though, boy, on
it. I know he's quick, but when it goes wide, that's where you want your defenders to be tight onto Martin Boyle. You're allowing Martin Boyle to come into the box, no marked, and he's tapped it in. And listen, it's a crazy scenes at the end, obviously, but that's what happens when you're so far behind your rivals.
Could you smell the cash off of Martin Boyle?
No, but he is wedged, isn't he?
He's got to be wedged now.
Is he paid up?
Gucci bits on the
head. Gucci bits.
Mike wants to get the ballot sorted. I don't mind, isn't he great, but his looks terrible on Sky.
Jinx, I think his looks alright.
What's he done? Is he having a transplant?
He's having a transplant,
has he? Aye. Maybe need to give him a text.
It's
ask him where he got it.
Mr. Aylin's that he needs done next,
isn't it? He's definitely better, mate. But I probably agree. I thought first half, quite frantic, typical Derby, but Hibs maybe just edged it just a bit, but you know, second half I thought we were the better team in the second half. I think obviously you go in 1-0 up at half time, I think the chances we've had, I mean, you score at least one of them, you're pretty comfortable going into the rest of the game. But that's why Hibs signed David Marshall, makes two massive saves. That double save's unbelievable. Because I'm thinking to Baz when it comes back to hit it first time, but then Baz takes a great touch, sets his cell up.
Yeah.
And see, when you watch the replay, it's a ridiculous save. Because sometimes it looks as if it's like just hit half a goal, literally, but it makes himself big, flings his arm at it. And obviously, when it's only one goal in it, I think it's just natural because it wasn't a game plan yours to just then sit back. But you know what it's like, last couple of minutes, you're 1-0 up and you're just automatically just sinking in. But to be fair, from your point of view, it is a poor goal to concede. I think we've been pretty honest at the fact that we were going there to win.
That was Saturday, dealt 3-2 up. He's like, well, we just sit back. And I was like, fuck sitting back. No. Fuck that, score another goal, man.
Dale dropped back in. All I could hear was you shouting, God, that bag.
Barry McKay, was he a young boy at Rangers with you, brothers?
No. Aye.
He's a joke just now, isn't he?
I thought he was good when he was young.
Was he?
But he backs his cell, eh? Is he still going up?
Confidence, man.
Because he said to Mo Adu, I'll take you in a race any day. Him and Mo Adu are racing.
We're racing a bit of training ground?
Aye.
He's a level above just now, I think.
He has definitely took his game to another level, because at Rangers he was still really good. I always felt he had a future there with Robbie, but it was more just consistency like any young winger. Now he's just playing with so much consistency, mate. His numbers are good. Probably needs to add a few more goals, but he got 14 assists last year. He's already started with a goal and assist this year.
Did Kelly not let him go?
Aye, when he was younger. Aye, just too small. Too small.
No. Who was the manager calling it?
Steve Leclerc.
No, it was
I don't know.
It was I think it'd be Robertson.
Graham Robertson?
The youth team guy.
Graham Robertson.
Oh, is that right? Were you at Kelly at the time, Kev? Do you remember him as a kid?
No, I think Jamie McBurnlow was at command at the similar time, possibly, but he let go because there was something. I think Rangers paid compensation for him. It wasn't a lot, it was peanuts. There was him and somebody else.
What's your favourite type of peanuts?
Oh, something bigger. Only anybody can eat a full pack of the large pack of salt and vinegar doing well. Is he fucking nip the tongue right after you? But no, Barry McKay, for me, when I was at Rangers the early days with you, but he fast, but see his technical ability with the ball.
He's unbelievable. See,
that pinging the ball.
He's
assist, no look, good pace, good flight of the ball, straight in the path of Shankland. But no, like you say, Andy, his numbers are good, but he probably could add a few more goals. I think Saturday when Sunday when the ball got played through to him, he tried to take it past one of the Hibs defenders, but if he maybe on his left foot and shot with his left foot, he might have had more opportunities. But nah, good player.
And is that true? Robbie Nielsen does his full tactics on Lauren Shanklin's forehead.
Somebody's coming. He's got a big 14.
I seen it. I was like, the fucking
Jimmy.
But
Shanks takes his goal well.
Takes his goal really well.
As much as you're thinking off for Baz, that's not an easy.
No,
that's not an easy first touch when it's coming across your shoulder.
I didn't flick it the way he did. Yeah. He didn't even take it with his left, because I was like, how do you left?
Yeah. To be honest, I thought quite a lot of your players done well. To be fair, but. It's no easy to lead the line yourself on a.
He was good in defending corners and stuff like that as well, Shanklin, for you, wasn't he?
The one that he sort of clears that. I know it's not off the line really, but I can't remember who it was for Hibs. It's there at the back post. They tap it in and Shanks clears it. So I think everyone put their part over the piece. I thought we edged it in terms of chances, but like I said, we obviously went there to win, so disappointed we never won. But
that was the two wins. Goalies, that was the PlayStation story, wasn't it? The snooker.
Aye.
Take the smoke out of it. You heard that, brother?
Oh, mate.
I'll tell you, if it's been told too many times, I'll tell you off camera. Celebrations at the end, Kev, you think it was too much for your old rivals?
Listen, it's great to score a last minute equaliser because you feel as though you've gained something, but for two games out of the season, you could fucking play fans running out the park. It's a bit. I suppose when we look at reflection, your boy run out the park Saturday for Broom Hill with a 3-2 hour. So you might agree with it, because obviously Frankie's run a bit mad on Saturday, but for me, but listen, I think it's no doubt to the fact it's over the top. I think it's the fact it was Martin Boyle.
Yeah.
He's made this big comeback, having left the club last season and come back. I think it's just the emotion last minute, because at that minute in time, I think even Andy Walker called it in Sky that Hearts have done enough to see this game out, and then sure enough, up the park and back down to get the goal, and it is a bit much, but
4 points for Hibs at the first two. No bad start considering their League Cup form. Do you think they could do alright this year, brothers?
I think they'll do better than last year, definitely. Yeah. Nobody really hard but do you think if Hearts scored an equaliser last minute, would you
sometimes you would like a good view opportunity to have a dig at somebody, but nah, I can still accept it. It's the last minute of a derby. There's going to be
years ago Ostert scored 92nd minute and fans were going wild for a draw at Easter Road, but I think it's maybe a wee bit different when you're the home team. You're the one that's expected to win now.
Yeah. Mackay Stevens is like that on the bench, isn't he? Shiny.
Just even the chips are getting chucked at Alex Cotton.
No. Oh, I didn't see that.
He goes, is that couscous? Take his fork out his pocket.
What are those? What are the chips? What are chips?
Oh, my gosh.
Hearts draw for the Europa League. Andy, what'd you make it? Excited?
Decent. Obviously, last round of Europa, you're going to get tough fixture no matter what. I think Zurich are 2-0 up for the first leg, isn't they? So it looks as if we're probably going to face them. Did well in the competition last year. To be fair, I'm kind of happy. I've not actually played that many games in Europe, probably only between 10 and 15, but there's four potential opponents that I played against. So I don't want any of them, because you want to play a different team in a new country or something. So
Where did you need to go?
Fancy our chances.
The UEFA Cup final, do you remember the early qualifiers where you had to go?
Aye, it was Red Star, I think.
That's his arsehole. That's what you call his arsehole. Have you been there? How was it?
I can smell it.
My dad says that's the best.
What's his chance to have him
Red Star?
What? No, we went natural scoring the first leg, whenever. Grinded a 0-0 shock.
My dad says that's the best atmosphere he's ever been to. No, at Red Star.
All right, over there, isn't it?
Mental. We had to wait 2 hours after the game because they would do the bus in.
Did I get quite angry, Kev?
depends how some people approach it, si.
So then did that put you into the group stages, brothers? Or was it not?
No, that put us into the Champions League.
Oh, right.
Then we finished third, and that's when we went to the UEFA Cup for that. Because
right.
Our group was a joke then. Yeah, it was Barcelona, Spanish champions, Stuttgart, German champions, Lyon, French champions.
Fucking hell, man. And you were competing?
Aye, we were top after three games.
Darsville misses a sitter. The last group game you put them through.
Nice.
Going to end up getting beat 3-0, but that was to make it one each at a time.
That's
right. So did you play in all the games against all the big teams?
No, none of them all. At that point I was in and out of the team, because Hutz was still here really, and you had Carlos and Davy Weir, so I was benched, coming on, seeing out games, and then obviously Hutz left and I played every minute of every game in the European run. So so just great experiences, as you say. You see, you go to these stadiums, even to train the night before on the pitches. Aye. On the New Camp training. By the way, it's the biggest pitch in the world.
New Camp.
New Camp.
Bam. What's a Walter Smith team talk like before a New Camp? Did you say much, nah?
No, the gaffer never said much, yeah. We all done it in a video the day before. But he was the best at how a game was going. See, coming in at half time, this is how the game's going. And see, if we do this, we'll win the game. See, if we don't do this, we'll lose the game. And it was the best I've seen it sitting up and coming down and saying how a game would go. And I swear to God, it would go that way.
All on how a game would what he's seen.
What he's seen, how it would go, the best.
It is, like you say, when I sit and watch you on a weekend, it's totally different seeing it from up in the stand. What you might see compared to what I'm seeing, it's like, you should just maybe try it one Saturday morning for a bit of advice.
I couldn't do that. No. You need to be on the side.
Let's lean the shout, midfield, sort it out.
Imagine that. I'd just be sitting fucking in the fear what he's shouting. Like.
Slaney gave me a shout after the game on Saturday. But you're the touchline like Fergie at Clyde.
That's what he says to me. You're starting to get like Fergie. I was like, I need to fucking
you're
stop,
a 90 man, but aren't you?
I know, it's so hard. Mate.
How many games in the end it'll be before he sees red on the touchline?
Oh, mate, I don't know how that linesman never sent me up Saturday, mate. He was fucking getting it, honestly.
You'll do a red card. 100%.
Rangers bounce back as well. Shock defeat in Europe. Beat Killie at home. Morelos back. Massive for the minute that Morelos is back. Look, a different team when he comes on.
Aye, massive. To be fair to the boy Colak, I think it's fair to say he's not started unbelievable. Like, he's not got everyone talking, but
he's not up one, isn't he?
Otherwise, for an offside call, it could have been either way. It could be 2-2. So he does look, to be fair, as if he does get chances, he could score goals. But I don't think there's any doubt that Rangers are a better team than a few of them else on the pitch. He's somebody that they've relied on for, is that 4 or 5 seasons now? So I think for this USG game, it's going to be tough, because I thought they looked very good last week, even though Rangers were, it's probably the poorest I've seen Rangers since that Progress game, whatever it was, 6 years ago, but they actually did look decent. And you've got to feel that Rangers certainly, they definitely have a chance to go through, but you do feel that percentage is higher if Phil Feather's on the pitch.
Morelos is playing.
You play against him a couple of times, brothers, Morelos?
Aye, a few times.
How is he?
Very good. We had a few battles, to be fair.
Did he give you a bit?
Is he strong?
Aye, very strong. Aye, he's too tight to roll. Nobody moves him. He could be the difference, I think, for the qualifying.
Do you think he goes straight into the starting team?
Aye, 100%. Even if he only lasts an hour. Because with the crowd behind him, get that early goal, try and get the game back. But seeing the other point of the new boy, you know what it's like going to the Old Firm? Takes time. You look at Lundstrom last year.
Lundstrom
6 months, and then all of a sudden you could have said he was Rangers' best player come the end of the season.
Aye.
It takes time to adapt, because people don't realise what it's like to play with the Old Firm, the scrutiny, everything that comes with no just playing football. It takes a wee while to adapt.
So, see, when you were pubbing it out with Morelos, was it vocals as well, or was it just physical?
No, because he didn't speak good English.
I was going to say,
he
just speak Spanish.
No, he didn't speak
he just looks like
even
a
there was one we were walking off the pitch, because the ball was away, and he gives you a bit of this, he starts shrinking my foot after the ball, and the half time goes, and I'm like, nah, head's gone.
I've seen that before.
I just walk him and stamp right back on walking up. He turns around and cracks me.
No chance.
We both put on in front of the panel. And we both got half there.
Where did he hit? What, just nerves?
No, it's to the dish.
No way.
Aye. Mate, he's mad for me.
What did you do?
I've rolled out in the ground as if I was beaten. Honestly, the stick I came for Rangers fans ever, this is unbelievable.
Oh, I can't remember it. Can you?
I can't remember it either.
But was it Rugby Park?
No, it was at Ibrox.
Was it?
Aye. And even...
Was that a good dig or was it?
Nah, just one of the wee an actual swing, isn't it? It's like,
that's so good. I've lost it. I've seen that face.
Aye, I know.
He takes, he's like, say whatever you, but just leave me alone.
He's, that, he's, got, that, he's got that animal strength for that.
You can see it. He's
you used to batter the gym, to be fair.
That's not me. That's what I wanted to. I forgot. Tell me about your pre-match, what he does before a match. Mate, he does a fucking full workout before a game, man. The boys are like, what the fuck?
But like upper body session?
That? Aye, well, right. I'm at the age now where I need to get going. So if I don't do it, I don't feel ready.
2 day warm up.
Aye.
2 day warm up.
2 day warm up.
What, you did dips on it, didn't you?
Oh, if there's.
I did a gym about
it. Aye. Press ups, planks,
just squats. Just
pencil anyway. Is that in his contract? You got my membership at the gym as well, at Broadway.
Yeah, it wasn't before, but when he signed up, I was like, get that fucking gym
set. But see, generally, but see, Blackpool, right? So. If we'd sometimes go to the gym all together.
Who went to the gym?
I know. Me and Gaz would be sitting there.
I've seen you take your top off before you came on.
Nah. Okay. Me and Gaz.
You've got the same diet as me.
That comes straight on me, aye.
What?
That's the camera come on.
Right on you, mate. You had a wee bit of fluff in your Hugh Keevan's fluff in your belly button.
That's a gutter.
Faye's moustache.
No, that's a gutter.
It's not like you, man.
See him and Gaz as a set half partnership that year in the championship. So it was up, what, second in the league or something up to January, something crazy.
Well, like, you were second in the championship.
Second in the championship up until January or something like that.
No, conceded the fewest goals up until January under Ince.
Ince, aye.
Was it? Was Ince good?
Aye, very good.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
You liked Warnock as well, didn't you?
Aye, mm-hmm, very good.
Where was he? Rotherham?
Rotherham, aye.
What type of character?
So did I love him.
Mad. Never seen him till a Friday. Just came and done shape. It was Kevin Blackwell that done everything, but see if you get beat, mate. Playing it so personal.
Aye.
This is my reputation that's on the line here. My reputation getting beat off this mob.
See the new Warnock documentary on YouTube, mate? It's incredible.
Oh.
You ever seen it?
It's so good. What's the one where somebody's playing with their balls or something? He goes, I'm not fucking shaking your hand. You play me a ball.
No wonder why he came here, I was right, and the kit man gave him dirty socks, terrible socks, and he's having a meeting. He's like, your next fixtures is the top six. What am I doing here? We have no chance. I can't even get a new pair of socks.
Green socks.
No socks.
It's a documentary by the one with the Sheffield. And who was the striker? Was it Danny
Cadamari? Are we in there, Danny? You're making me sick or something?
I've got away. You make me feel sick.
Did he ride his bike in the training, Matt Eggs? He does that.
No, it was too far.
Did you ever get a beer with him, brothers?
No.
Never.
He used to slaughter me.
Did he?
Oh, mate, I got it. Pelters every week.
For what? Just your performance?
Just to give the boys a lift. No, just not before the game.
What would he say?
Just don't leave this big man on the ball. If he's one on one, we're fucked. And then he'd pull me after the team talk. You know, I'm just trying to lift the boys. You're my captain, you're the man, getting gone.
How's that lifting the boys? You'd be fucking deflated, man.
Because he knew I could take it. Like,
you must be able to get him on.
That's my first.
He's always up.
That's my team talk Saturday. I'm getting you a Warnock. Fuck it. We'll get the boys going. No, I'd love to get Warnock on.
He's always up here because he's not got like a.
He's got a place out in Loughlomond, eh?
Do you ever speak to him? Still speak to him, brothers? Nah.
Text him, get him on.
I text him, that'd be unbelievable. What a guy. What's
he would come on. He'd be brilliant on this.
He'd be unbelievable. Mate, the stories you get out of him, yeah.
Was Ince ever big time? Did he give any big time shouts?
He never really gave any, but he just did that. Presence, arrogance about him. You just knew.
Was it Alec Ray that was on?
Aye.
How was Alec?
Oh, well, never spoke much, just spat.
Aye, he loves a spit, mate.
He's a llama.
Honestly, you didn't have the ball and he's shouting past before it's even at you.
That's the worst, isn't
it? Daddy's playing it to me and it's not even coming. Pass! Have I not got the ball?
Mate, that's him when yous have got the ball. He's already telling yous to get tight when yous are on the ball. Get tight! Press!
Oh, brilliant. Right, back to Rangers. What went wrong last Tuesday against USG? Who watched it?
I think it's
your plan.
I think that it's just early in the season for Rangers. I think it's no other. I think they need games. I think if you look last year with the momentum they got in the Europa League, the more games they played, the better they became Europa League, whereas they've just been caught cold by this team. No really too much information on them. I think they were undefeated in 6 months or something.
Right.
I think they lost at the weekend.
Signed a couple of English-based boys as well, didn't they?
I played
with
the centre-half, Christian Burgess.
Like Burgess at Portsmouth,
so they lost at the weekend, so they must have rested a few players, so they must be really fancy themselves for the morning night. But I think if Rangers can get an early goal and put them on the back foot, then it's a different type of pressure. But I think they've just caught Rangers cold. Rangers, a couple of new signings in the team, and still probably try to find their feet. Yeah. I think obviously Saturday, look at the game against Kilmarnock as well. I don't think they were free-flowing football. I think there was parts of the game that were a bit, by going by what my mate said and that, but things weren't great, but they've managed to get the result, and tomorrow night that's all that matters, to try and get the result. I would think it'll be Morelos will give the fans, they'll give the crowd a boost, and I think that's what they're looking at.
Well, the type of show we've actually got somebody that's been in a similar situation. So you got to the final, UEFA Cup final, and then the result in the qualifier lost to Kaunas.
So was it?
Do you remember it?
Aye.
And what is that doing? Is it a wee bit? Are you a wee bit deflated? Maybe after losing a final, or does that not come into it?
You probably could say, could I? Yeah. But I think it's a bit like we're expected to beat them, and you kind of a wee bit like no properly at it, because you've just came for a European final and you're into qualifiers. It shouldn't be, because you know what it's like at Rangers Celtic. You need to win every game, no matter what. But I think the Killy game is a perfect game for them, because I think this USG will play exact same as Killy did at the weekend. They'll just sit in and try and hit in the counter. So goals change games. If Rangers can get an early goal, I think you'll see a different Rangers team. But
Rangers
comes,
need to watch the Broomhill game for the weekend, didn't they, for a bit of inspiration?
Definitely.
You can see that at any level.
Exactly.
Any team that sits in, it's hard to break down.
And then as soon as you get one, but everyone's raving about your mad American pal, is it Tielemans?
Mate, he's definitely the one so far out of all the new signings that looks as if he's just got something a wee bit different, plays between the lines, always takes it on a half turn, which is something that we talk about all the time. He just looks like a really clever player. See, even though he's probably had a few moments where nothing's really came off, he just looks like the type of player that will make a difference. See, to be fair, see if I was to compare him with any player I've sort of seen in Scotland, it's probably Tom Rodgett.
Right.
Looks very similar. That type of player. So he looks as if he could be a big player. But Rangers just haven't quite clicked going forward yet. I think USG game, Livy game, the Kelly game, that's probably just been the one we think.
That's where all the new players in that area of the pitch.
And it's still early. Like, to be honest, even at us at Hearts, I would probably say that we've not hit top gear yet, but 2 games in.
Yeah, exactly. He's calling Ryan Jack the quarterback, isn't it? Quarterback.
Aye, mate.
That American power, mate.
Tell you who was a quarterback at the weekend. Stephen Davis. Rolled back years.
Did he put it?
Kelly, aye.
He needs to play, mate, Davis. He's a class above, man. Especially with teams sitting in, mate. He can go and play the longer passes, can he? Do you play with him, brothers?
I played with him for a few years,
Who was the best player when you were at Rangers?
I would say Devo.
Every day in training?
Oh, mate. At it every day. But he's got that deceivingly fast speed that you don't think
he burst.
Aye.
Has he, right?
Aye. And never loses a ball. Yeah. Never loses a ball. Even in training.
Is he tough? Is he tough on that?
Strong
day,
as well. Gives you a wee bit, aye.
Yeah.
I say this, brothers, I don't know if this is the way you see it, right? But people always like ask, like, who's the best player in training, stuff like that. And see, when you say Stephen Davis, it's because I always think that football players judge players different than fans do.
Yeah.
Because I'll say Stephen Davis every day in training because he never loses the ball. He's the best at the basics. He gets the ball, he gives the ball, keeps it all the time. Mm-hmm. People say stuff like, what, no.
Murray.
Alfredo,
because he scores 30 goals. It's well, obviously that's different. He wins your games, but you look at somebody like Devo and it's just like never gives the ball tight areas, like knows when to play short passes, knows when to play long passes to break lines, keep it like just basic. Just unbelievable.
Fans like to see players goodbye players and that, don't they? Devo doesn't really do that, but as you say, for a play point of view, you appreciate it because he never loses the ball.
If you're under pressure, you know if you give him, he's keeping it.
He looks like he never gets frustrated in it either. Never. Steve Davis,
so chilled.
If you ask everybody, like a player, who was your best player you ever played with or whatever, you would always say a midfielder that can keep the ball.
Yeah,
you think to your own career.
Yeah,
I would always think of guys like Claudio Reyna and that. He was unbelievable, just kept the ball, because you think, how's he able to keep the ball in that such tight spaces? But he'll be important. But will he play on Tuesday, do you think?
I play him, mate.
I think you play him every week.
100%, mate.
I think he'll play. After the weekend, I think he'll play.
Yeah.
Because he'll still be fit as fuck, won't he, Steve Davis, regardless of his age?
You look at that midfield, that European run, it was Devo, right? He played right mid.
Did he right? Graveyard shift right mid, did he?
Aye. You had Kevin Thompson, Pedro Mendes, and then in the right, he kind of switched between Witts, Nasey.
Jig played in wide sometimes, didn't he, as well?
Jig played left, aye. He just has to hang it up for.
Diags up around Jig.
He just smashed.
Teed up his teeth, weren't they, like that?
Teeth on like that.
Back the big cock, innit? The big cock flying through there.
Oh, they two boys have somebody in the heat that were fucking cussed for 2 weeks.
You'd rather get elbowed off than have any bugs.
Some set of boys.
The big bull.
But Pedro Mendes as well, what a flair he was.
Never used his left foot.
Was he what, outside of the right?
Aye, all the time.
That was technique.
Terry's brother, innit?
Terry Mendes.
Pedro Mendes, what midfield that is, eh?
I know. But I don't think people give Tomo the credit he's due either.
Well, because he gives himself was he brilliant?
Oh, brilliant. Never lost the ball either. Yeah, strong, yeah. Seeming to get sat arse and never lost it. But everybody associated him with a hard tackling, win it and then just give it to the better players. But Tomo could play, drive the ball.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I was at a kids' football Saturday with Deeks Riordan and we were sitting in the stand watching our two kids and he said that. He says Tomo was the best player at Hibs.
Aye.
That's including Brute. He says, in terms of football wise, Tomo was the best player.
To be honest,
vastly underrated.
This isn't disrespectful at all because it's pretty offending, it's a compliment, but I was actually shocked at how good he was at Middlesbrough.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I went there in training and that, and like you say, he just takes it anywhere, but just unbelievable using his body. I used to say that with Barry Robson as well, mate. Like unbelievable using his body.
Dirty
just
bastard, Barry.
Gets arse in.
Dirty bastard.
The more he's the more he's the more to any player. He's arguably more than Fergie, by the way.
Robbo's angrier than Fergie, is he?
No angrier, but moanier. Because he would just moan at the smallest things. Whereas Fergie would just moan if he's getting beat or they'd be passing him the ball. But Robbo could be anything, mate.
Robbo's face was so tight to his skin was so tight to his face. Buzz it, boy. That's what he was like that. Robbo was on the end of heat of the ball, mate, and he was still fucking elbowing you in the face.
I got one of them the first day of training with Scotland.
With Scotland?
Aye.
What a full on.
My elbow.
Wild, eh? Who else is moaning?
Scott McDonald.
Oh, Scott McDonald's up there, mate. Scott McDonald, man. Oh my God.
Nasey's up there, eh?
Aye, oh, right up there. Right up there. What, so
would
he get?
Would Nasey be like a personal one?
No.
No.
No. Kenny Miller.
Kenny's fucking hell.
I can imagine.
Jig was just as bad as well.
Was he?
He's in the third division.
I bet they're all good team players.
But you understand why. I'll just try to get the bit Kenny Miller could moan. Fuck me.
Because you gave me Nezzy's number, obviously, so we send each other videos. And him on the side for Hearts 20s as well, just you could see him.
Oh, aye. He got sent off.
Did he get sent off
last week, eh?
Did he? What, in the 20s? For the 20s manager?
Apparently it was for swearing, which... it's a bit much, innit? But do you know, the worst thing was that Kenny, you say to Kenny Miller, Kenny sometimes wouldn't even moan, right? But it was even worse. See, if you get the ball away, right, you turn around, Kenny be still matting the pitch.
Disgusting.
He's shite. That's
it.
That's the worst thing in the world.
The worst player in the world.
Few players have been that, I'll tell you.
Were you Money Brothers?
Aye. No. I'll answer for you. You're a Money bastard.
Nah.
You're a Money bastard, brothers. Come on, let's tell the truth.
Did you ever hear me bit in training or that?
Nah. It's size him. I'm shouting back at him.
No, not really. I thought I'd be going.
I think he's more morning at Broomhill then, though.
No, he's actually been good, mate. No. I think the first couple you were a wee bit frustrated, then after that you've been great.
No, I'm chilled now. The days have gone.
You've been getting the treatment off other teams though, haven't you, really?
Oh, he's been getting leather. He's been getting dicked every day. He's a punch bag, isn't he, big man? But the worst thing was one of the wee boys, I went out to Evan, calm him down. Yeah, he's at him, big man, he's like, shut the fuck up.
Can I tell this story? He texts me after the game, big man, don't react to any of them. Can you get a free game ban? But if we win the league, I'll let you punch some. Oh no! Then I walked straight up in the centre half, went like that, right into my kidneys, boom.
Mate, I was watching the. Obviously seen the game at the weekend, one of the corners, right, as your brothers, there's a guy here, guy there,
mate, he's got eight on him now, man. We still kick it on his head as well. That's sad times every minute. Do you think Rangers will turn it round, go through, yes or no?
Yep.
I think it's a big ask. I just think the team will come and park the bus. I think it'll be difficult. I think Rangers will score. Do they score enough to get them seen through the tie? I think it'll be tough. I would like to see them get through, because I'd like to see both teams fighting out in the Champions League groups. I think that'd be amazing for Scottish football. Mm-hmm. Regardless of allegiance or alliance, whatever it may be, I think the two of them to be there punching their with the heavyweights of world football, European football, definitely, but it's a tough ask. But what they need to do is think of the bad results they had in the Europa League last season. So you like, see, when they scored the early goals against Dortmund, they scored the early goals against, who was it when they were? Was
it Leipzig?
Aye, so similar performance. You get an early goal, you get the crowd on your back, before you know it, you might get that second one, and it might be a comfortable night, but they are going to sit in. Seeing that, I'm presuming they're going to sit in.
I think they might attack.
Sure, yeah. Nah,
you never know.
Well, that'll play in Rangers' hand.
Aye, I think Rangers will score two. I do think they'll score two. It's just whether they concede or no, because that team did look dangerous.
Is it away goals back?
No, is that still scrapped?
I can't remember the boy's name, but it was like Arnani or something in the middle of the pitch for that USG. Did you watch the game?
No, we were playing.
Mate, he looked...
Was he good, was he?
I thought he looked very good, aye.
Right.
So they definitely had dangerous players, but I'll say Rangers will go through, aye.
Score, 2-0, extra time.
Aye. I'll go 2-0.
You going that, brother?
3-0.
Aye, I've won at 90.
I think they'll score early then, when all that's happening.
I wanted to ask you as well, surprised Alan McGregor's not started the game this year?
100% for me.
He needs to be the starter, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think he's still number one for me.
Yeah.
I know people gave him a wee bit last year for a few mistakes, but I don't think they'd have got to the European final if it wasn't for him.
No, he had some good performances.
No, his performances in Europe are unreal.
We hope his mistakes, the brilliant saves that he had, and the brilliant saves outweighs the silly mistakes.
Yep.
All goalkeepers make mistakes. Yep. You look at Joe McLaughlin on Saturday, try to pass a ball out and get caught and come on and they'll get a goal from it. It happens all the time, but to sign an extra year at Rangers and no be number one, find that.
That's probably been the biggest thing for me. It's like, I never asked him or spoke to him about it, but I just assumed that if he stayed, that they had the conversation that he still would have been number one.
Yeah.
Because
he'll be getting sit on the bench, really, won't he? He'll not be the type that'll be happy to sit on a bench, will he?
I wouldn't think so.
No, that's what I mean. That's why I wouldn't imagine him to sign the last year if he was going to be number two. But to be fair, John McLaughlin is a good goalkeeper, but I just, for me, Griggs, you're talking about one of the best, if not second best, Rangers goalie of all time.
What's he like to play in front of, Bronis?
Brilliant. By the way, he's the one of the monies stuck there.
Aye.
But he demands standards, but.
Is he talking to you constantly for the game?
100%, all game. And he's brilliant with his feet. I don't think he gets the credit he has with his feet.
Right, is he good at his feet? Right. That's not something that people, people don't give him really credit for it.
He's got the cut to the fullback on lock. He's very good at that.
And he'll probably say he's the Heady tennis champ as well.
Has he got a good touch on that, has he? Right. What about your couple of zings Saturday? Pitch? Other than that, you're outstanding, but the two zings.
I remember the first one, first
Stephen Craigan's big toe you had on there.
Shot myself. Because it was into the wind, I'm like, I need to play this safe and I played it. Horrible.
That's
completion.
What about the fly? The flies in this place?
I know, it's having a shite.
We just have to shot someone.
If there's no fucking pigeons, we get flies.
I know, it's some place, mate. Right, Dundee United, another amazing result for Scottish football. Beat AZ Alkmaar 1-0. Glenn Middleton, what a goal as well. What a performance.
They were good.
Did you watch it, Kev?
They were very good. Some of the passes are playing that. Tempo was good. They were like, when AZ had the ball, they were quick to get it back and they played some good. But then you look at Dundee United's starting lineup.
Great, mate. They've got a good squad.
Middleton, Fletcher, Levitt, obviously big Charlie at the back with experience. Redwood is good. And who's that?
Tony Watt.
Tony Watt. Sybil. What a good acquisition he's been, by the way.
Acquisition's great, one, Kevin.
But no, they've got a right good side, by the way.
Tom Kiltz,
But no, they've got a
Genie
good
Genie Rinder. It's a lot.
What do you call his wife there?
Genie. It's definitely Genie, mate. Genie Kiltz.
So was it fairly deserved, Kev, for United?
Aye, definitely.
Right.
I think they'll find it difficult over there. I think you'll see a different AZ Alkmaar, but they've gained some.
What? An AZ what?
So I'll just say AZ Alkmaar, no? Or is it Alkmaar?
Alkmaar,
there you go, big dog.
Same thing.
I'm not even trying that one, big man.
AZ Alkmaar.
Well, United going to beat them away? Tough ass.
I think it's a tough ass, but they've got that one goal to hold on to, so you never know.
I tell you what, Jamie McGrath's a brilliant signing for
St Mirren, isn't
it? He's a very, very good signing.
Back Jack goes big time, isn't it?
St Mirren before.
Oh, he was the Irish boy.
He's really good. But
where do you fit him in, though?
I know. Mate, they've got some squad, don't they, to be fair to them. But
must be paying a few quid, didn't
they? Do you take Tony out then? Because Tony plays in that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I think I seen Tony's drifting out the kind of left as well, wasn't he?
I think he plays it towards the left.
But he can play in there as well.
Yeah, not mad, but it's
great options, eh?
Davy Martindale sorted him out on Sunday.
Just shows you, mate, that. He's a genius, Davy Martindale.
Davy Martindale, not a problem. 1-0
back. And it looked like Livy thoroughly deserved it.
Aye,
definitely. Miles better team in the first 60 minutes. Dundee United didn't come into it. But I've said it so many times, he doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Nah.
Right, he really doesn't, because Livy are. Budget wise, they've been punching above their weight for the last 2-3 seasons. They've always been in about that sort of top six. But I do agree with that. A lot of people say that obviously they play their home pitch to their advantage, but their away record's decent, mate.
See if I'm a Hibs come the January window, I'm going for Nibley.
For Nibley?
100%.
Good, isn't
he? He was very good.
Got in the box just before their goal. He got
chops
in the box.
Drops inside.
Pushes him out of the way with one hand, pushes him out the other way with one hand, gets a shot off a goal.
That's for the goal.
Mate, so strong, eventually keep the ball alive and it's a great
finish.
And he's
quicker. Oh, did you play Matt Broff last year? Good, brothers.
Very good.
Feet in that, isn't
it? Good feet for a big man,
I don't think people realise how good he is.
I'm not saying Livy are a good side, but teams in that league that can pay a wee bit more money and have a bit more quality, he would stick out for me, especially in Scottish football. He fits that bill of...
I would say if he stayed at a Broff, Broff win the league.
Do you think so,
That's a good shout though.
Because
he was
probably
the best player,
wasn't he? Yeah. But him and Davey living in one bed together, didn't they? Above a spar. Just eat pot noodles, that.
It just shows you, loves a pot noodle, man. It shows you as well how hard it is to come off of Europe and then go and do it at the weekend.
Yep.
And that's when you need to give Celtic and Rangers players so much respect that they can do that week after week in the season, I know.
Mate, I know we've just done Rangers there, but I forgot to mention it at the time. James Tavernier's 350th appearance at Rangers, mate, in 6 years. How can you play that many games in 6 years?
This guy never looks tired.
No. He plays every game, mate.
I know.
Callum McGregor, to be fair, he does it every year at Celtic in Scotland.
Yeah. They just keep going. The camera never goes to him and he's breathing.
How is that even possible? 60 games a season?
It's ridiculous.
What is it about Tavernier that allows him to do that? Does he do extras? He does, but
I wouldn't say he's like, obviously he works hard and looks after himself, but I've seen boys that are like crazy disciplined. He was one, to be honest. Jermaine Defoe was one, crazy disciplined. I wouldn't say Tav's like that.
Would Tav eat shite and stuff like that?
I wouldn't say eat shite. He's got a good diet, but he'll still look, he loves a beer. Weekend and that, he'll have a couple of beers. He loves that, what's that Indian's name? Akbar's.
Right.
So you have like an Indian on a Saturday night.
That's good to tell him when he goes Saturday night. So, it's a takeaway.
So he still enjoys himself. But he's just a machine, mate. Like, never
he's
injured.
He's like that as well, isn't he?
Yes, he's built.
Goals to play games is a joke for a fullback.
Goldson's the same. Goldson plays every week, doesn't he? They've been brilliant for Rangers. Right, Dundee United, I think they'll go through. But what now, Celtic? Left it late against Ross County. Kev, you watch your game?
Third goal was a joy. Third goal was very good. I just watched the highlights. Jota could prove to be like signing in the summer. I know he was unknown last year, but created all three goals. I know Peter's saying leave it late, but Celtic were always attack, attack, attack. It was just a matter of getting that opportunity. And the big boy,
Giacomagas.
No, Gents. Is it Gents?
Yeah.
He great header, but got to be disappointed in some parts of his defending.
Was he a bit shaky?
I would say that their goal came from him. Maybe no defending great. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe not strong enough.
Right.
But similar to Big Julie. What's his name? Big Julie. Similar in terms of they look the kind of same stature, but maybe not the strongest, aggressive.
I get what you're saying. He's quite a beam pole.
Is he as good in there?
Well, he must have leapt about 8 foot near for that header.
Because the big man was no bad near at all.
But Celtic deserved it, and a good finish by Kyogo as well.
Jota for that money is good business, isn't it?
Oh, 6.5 or 6 million quid.
Yeah.
He'll go again, won't he?
I think so.
He will, that's a given. But again, they just look solid. And I said at the beginning of the season, they look good because they've only added one or two players that maybe aren't in the starting lineup, so it's pretty much the same team as last year. Whereas in Rangers' part, they've added three or four who are in the team now, and it's trying to get them three or four to make the team, whereas Celtic's kind of got the team. And I know that they left it late, but it was comfortable in the end. They got the third goal. And
sorry, mate.
That's what I said that in last week's podcast, that it didn't matter what business Celtic done in the summer. Jota and Carter Vickers were going to be the best bits of business they've done, because they know what they're going to get. Two players have got in team of the year. Two players that you could argue in the four or five of Celtic's best players category. So they know they're bringing players in that are improving, obviously, the players that they had the year before. And for me, Jota, I think, especially when it's the tighter games, he's going to be a difference
when
maker for Celtic.
You need somebody going there, but
I mean, he does so well for Kyogo's goal.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you can take away how good that is because he shows the composure to cut it back. How many times you see wingers get to the byline and just smash it across the box?
Every fucking week.
But he picks his head up, picks Kyogo out, and that first goal is always massive in the types of game because Ross County are decent, mate.
Yeah, they are.
I think they'll do well again this year.
I mean, although they've got no points the first two games, they'll be all right.
Is there a time where Duke Marcus and Kyogo need to play together? I think Celtic looked a bit better when Duke Marcus came on.
I like him because he's a different
maybe takes attention away from Kyogo.
Aye.
But more a physical presence.
Aye, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
He's a monster. You don't realise how big he is. And he more or less takes the two centre halves out of the game alone and gives the other one free.
Yeah. Did you play against Celtic as well, brothers?
No, I've not played against him, but just watching them last year, I think he's a handful. Maybe he needs to work on his finishing a wee bit. He'll probably agree with that with the chances he missed even last week against Aberdeen.
Yeah.
But
that was a sitter, wasn't it? On Aberdeen, how good did they look against it, man? I know St Mirren went down to 10 men, but they do look a different outfit, don't they?
I like their new striker. Yeah. What's his name?
Mijovski.
He
Scott Biff.
Good. Cadiz had a hat-trick. Your man on loan for Liverpool, what a finish.
Who was that, Clarkson?
Clarkson.
Oh, he hits a ball.
What
lovely.
A strike. But no, Aberdeen, we said it last year, we all said it, that give Jim Goodwin the pre-season, let him bring in a couple of his own players and Aberdeen will be alright, and the early signs are showing that Aberdeen are going to be a decent side this year. I think it'll be quite difficult. They brought on Ramirez at the end, and even him, he looked good as well.
Yeah, he slipped to be boss.
Slipped a great ball in, so they've now got options. And I think that St Mirren, I kind of worry for St Mirren.
So do I. Now, they've got Ross County next week. Then a must win for St. Because the other, like St Johnstone, are picking up points as well now. Yep. St Johnstone going to beat Motherwell.
I think it's a must win for the manager.
This game?
Already, aye.
Right, aye. Right.
Definitely.
I would agree with you.
100%.
Because they had bad feeling set. St Mirren wins that.
How many did they win coming the end of last season?
They had a poor run, didn't they, towards the end?
He's had the summer to bring in. He's flipped the whole team round. He's brought in his whole squad.
And they had a poor League Cup as well, brothers, didn't
they? That's what I mean. They get knocked out for a group they should be getting through.
Do you know what almost makes it worse as well? They actually played really well against Motherwell last week. Don't win, get beat. And they started that game well, didn't they? Up in Pittodrie, first 10, 15 minutes, played well, couple of chances. Go down to 10 men, get a penalty away to Pittodrie. Your backs are against the wall, and then end up obviously losing 4-1. So obviously they're under a bit, he will be under a bit of pressure because, you know, if you start with 0 points, and like brother says, didn't end the season well. But I do think they've got some good players. The game next week's massive for them.
Declan Gallagher, I'd love to see a ping up ball, him ping his ball. Say that again. Declan Gallagher, I'd love to see him and Jig hit balls off each other.
Just have the ball swinging, see what happens.
His length for his balls, that's some combination.
That'd be Jig, mate. That could go down history, man.
Some game.
Pay per view, that would sell pay per view, I'm telling you, man.
Is St Mirren at home next week or away to Ross County?
The Welcome Ross County, so they're at home.
Oh, big game. Huge.
Well, he's linked to the Motherwell job as well. If you were him, you're taking that Motherwell job right now, aren't you? 100% if you've got a chance that you're taking it.
If he gets that Motherwell job, he's fell off.
Surely he's not
bunch.
Going back to Motherwell.
That's the rumour,
he's favourite for it, but.
Would Hammy get that, Stephen Hamill, now?
I think it all depends on how he does really as a caretaker, because he's been there for 8 years. Obviously done really well as a player, he's loved by the fans, been part of the background for a while as well, so it does make sense.
Do you go for losing that Cushy job then the youth? It's maybe a job for life to go and take a job you might get
a job security's
months.
Went right down in it. Is that what you want to be the main man?
I think if Graeme Alexander sacked maybe 15-20 games to go, Stevie Hammer might be the guy to see if you can steady the ship. But when you're this early in the season and the lack of maybe managerial experience Stephen Hammer has at that level, is it too big a jump for him going for youth team into the first team manager? He'd probably be all right being I don't know, I just maybe Motherwell have their ideas of somebody a wee bit more experienced, because it's a big season for Motherwell.
Yeah, 100%.
For me, I go and get to Kevin Thompson.
Good.
Said that last week, mate.
Did you say that last week?
The Motherwell fans want a better brand of football, didn't they? He's the type that would give them it.
Would that suit Tomo, even though the transfer window's passed?
Oh, I think Tomo would jump at the Motherwell job, mate. I think he would.
Because obviously, like you say, if the transfer window finishes and you go in and take the job and you've not got an opportunity to bring in even at least maybe just a couple of your own types of players.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like the Jim Goodwin situation. So that Aberdeen job comes up, you can't really say no to Aberdeen when you're at St Mirren.
It all depends on budget, though, doesn't it? Because obviously the window's still
open. When does the window finish?
End of August.
That's so it's surprising that they've no acted quickly in terms of trying to get somebody in.
And they've got a decent squad.
Yeah.
So now the next few weeks will probably tell us how that's going to shape up, but options.
St Johnston, massive result for him. Stevie May back in amongst the goals as well. Good player, Stevie May. I think he just needs his confidence back, Stevie May.
But you said last year they hate scoring goals.
Oh, I'm saying
fullback scores against him. His first touch.
They hate scoring goals.
It's a poor goal to give away.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, Stephen Dolan, if he just squeezes up, he maybe possibly plays him offside. Then he gets a bit of head loss and starts chasing the ball, and the ball's just getting played over top of him. But fair play to Stevie May. He's been persevering in the box and he's managed to get on the end of it. But after Motherwell scoring in injury time, just take the point. You've got 4 points out of two games. You're getting yourself a right good shot of getting the job.
Yeah.
Lose it at home. And then obviously the commentator saying wild scenes at Motherwell. There must have been about 45 St Johnstone fans running to the stand.
Come on, give them their
45,
15
everything. I think he was under pressure.
Definitely.
To be fair, they've signed the greatest football manager of all time in Jamie Murphy. So somebody's going to do a bit for him.
Jamie Murphy only scores goals like that, low across the keeper every time, mate.
Murphy will be a brilliant signing for them.
Yeah.
Because he scored two in the cup a couple of weeks ago in his first game. Obviously it's only took him two games to get off of Martin Ligan. Played with him. I actually thought it was a brilliant signing for Hibs when Hibs signed him, but injury obviously killed him a wee bit. So I think St Johnstone have got a player in Jamie Murphy. For me, he's guaranteed their top scorer this year.
There you go.
Guaranteed.
Where's he playing off the left?
He usually plays off the left, but it looks as if he was off the right.
Or
maybe in behind the striker, because all the highlights look as if he was sort of through the middle. But I guarantee he's a top scorer.
Right, okay, that's a good chap. Graham Kerry, good sign as well. Right, good player, Graham Kerry. Right, Kirk Broadfoot.
Yes.
Going to go for the big man's career, and what a career it is. Old side St Mirren, what the early days like under Gus McPherson. Hank, I go mad on the side, Gus at Queen's Park, mate.
He's proper old school manager.
Kirk, what is he?
Oh, mate.
So talk us through with you, reserves obviously, youth team and then...
No, I was Hibs, youth team.
Right?
My team was with Tomo, Bruni, Riordan, O'Connor.
I never knew that.
We'll go getting exclusives again, I never knew that.
Yeah. That was my team.
So obviously when they did that picture every now and then, the five young boys that came through at Hibs, what were you then?
I was probably collecting the bins or something.
Who was it, Bobby Williamson?
No, it was McLeish.
Oh, Alec McLeish, right.
And then Bobby Williamson Cannon near the end, and... I just didn't like Edinburgh, to be honest. I wanted to come home, and then wee Parky let me go to St Mirren, and I went to St Mirren at 17 and went straight in the first team.
So and that was Gus that signed you?
No, that was Tom Hendry.
You're having a shocker, baby. It's just you know
your research.
Sick, man.
He signed me as well.
I've fucking spoke to him enough about his career, mate. I'm fucking sick of it. So then Gus gets a job.
Then Gus comes as assistant manager, then gets a job.
Right.
And then brings Andy Mullen in as his assistant.
I made Andy Mullen.
So Gus was like the crazy one, and Andy's like the good guy. Who is a good guy, but then when he goes on at the pitch becomes a crazy one.
Crazy one at all.
Well, Andy Mullen was like 42 playing sweeper, wasn't he?
Aye. So me and Andy at the back with Kevin McGowan the other side, back three.
Right.
So Andy's telling me, when you go, just go and bomb on. Just go and play. So like what I was doing at the weekend, left wing, right wing, going playing. Gus is at the sideline shouting, well, fuck you, God. Get back here. Andy's like that. Don't listen to him, just keep playing. That was heat. And then you come in and you'll fall out with somebody, and then before you know it, scissors are getting chucked at them.
What, Gus would?
Aye, mental, mate. Oh,
so you were 17 when you broke into the first team at St Mirren?
Because when I spoke to Gus McPherson about you, he said Broder's always wanted to be Andy Milne. No, I swear he did. He said that Andy Milne was your like hero. Is that right?
Andy was probably the biggest influence in my career.
That's what he said. What was it that he taught you that stayed with you for so long?
He just has to take me for about 2 hours every afternoon, practicing, playing, and just gave me belief to play. Yeah, he just gave me a freedom. Whereas Gus was so, play a position, don't do this, don't do that. And he's like, fuck off, go and play, go and entertain. Because back then, I had a wee bit of confidence to try stuff and all that until I went to Rangers and my father went.
Back in the day, you were like a bit of a boy, weren't you?
I would play, I would do step overs, cross and all that. I'd get 10 goals in a season kind of things.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, outside of football, like, you told us before, fighting and...
Oh, I would fight and all that. I end up at court a couple of times. Crazy. Gus and Andy turned on another wing and says, you need to screw the nut. They came to court as well. And told, because I get guilty, didn't I? And they told the judge, look, he's got a chance of a career here, give him a second chance because they're going to put me away.
And what was the third brother's fighting?
Aye, fighting.
Just out in air or something?
Aye, And then after that, it gave me the fright because the judge was like, one more time in that show, you're away. And I screwed the nut, and after that, it was football, and I just dedicated my life to it, to be honest.
Mm. And the missus was a big help as well, wasn't she?
Missus screwed the nothing as well. She told me if I go to jail, she'd leave. So it was one of the ones. It was either stop reacting to people or you go away. And it was one of the ones where you can either be a nobody and just grow up in a council estate or go and be somebody. And that's what I did.
See, generally, I'm not just saying this because you're here, but you are one of the most dedicated footballers I've played with as well. So I never knew that about you. And that was your... teammate for obviously half a season, so that's proper surprising.
So what age did that start, that dedication, after the court?
18 and a half. So it did, and that was at gym every day, eating well and try to, even if it was a case of you played with St Mirren and then went down to League One, I was always going to try and be the best I could be. And lucky enough, I done well and Rangers come in.
Was the Skittle Bombs high in your diet? I used to have it.
Don't get me wrong, mate. Loves I like to
bomb, I enjoy yourself, mate.
You go enjoy yourself. I was a wee bit old school. Like, even when I went to Rangers, Walter was like, he was old school. He was like, don't care what you do, go out and have a beer at the weekend. As long as we win and you work hard, do what you want. And that stuck with me.
I don't know if this is a true story or no, but I remember somebody told me this. While you were at Rangers, your body fat at one point was that low that Walter Smith actually popped and says, like, I'm giving you money, go and get a Chinese in it. Is that true?
So I got injured and I just became obsessed. I was like panicking, that's me. I've lost my place in the team. My career's over at Rangers, I'm away. So when they eat any shite, when they have any carbs, which was stupid, just protein. Battle of the gym, I was leaving Murray Park at 6:30 at night, getting there at 8 in the morning.
Fucking hell.
I come in one day and Walter's stunned at the gym at 8 o'clock in the morning. Get a colour thing and I'm like, oh shit, what have I done? Just shitting yourself with water. I'm on the shoulder. You're in this gym in the next month, I'm going to kick your There's 20 quid, go and have a Chinese tonight. Away you go.
No way.
Swear to God. No,
and did you go and get it?
Somebody told me, mate, that at Rangers.
I swear, for the next week, he was in every day to see if I was in the gym.
Was he?
I was in, like, stretching and all that, and he's like, you didn't know it? I'm like, no, I'm just stretching, gaffer.
He's in the toilet for press ups, isn't he?
Do you not have the same? Do you not do the same thing with Boydie? Said he wasn't he?
Have you told Boydie, you're 16 stone now. I need you back to 17.
Keep him free. I'm not for a Chinese.
You have 5 burgers we used to have.
So see, when you were at some underbars playing first team, who would you go out with? Would you go out with, like, Andy Milne and the?
No. Andy stopped drinking at that time. I just went out with my mates and few boys for the team. Loved a night out of back in the day.
So when did you first hear a Rangers interest? And you told me your dad was a massive Rangers fan, wasn't he?
My dad's huge, aye. No word of a lie, I almost went to Celtic.
Did you?
Aye, Gordon Stratton tried to send me, but he wanted me in for a week's trial first, a week to see me, and St Mirren won the 11th. And I was devastated, I'm not going to lie. I just thought, go to Celtic, huge club, even though I was a Rangers fan in that. Because at that point, Rangers won, they want me. And then we played Rangers the week before the end of the transfer window in a pre-season game. And I had a worldie. And they says, I were interested. Don't do nothing, the new will sign you in January. And then Le Guin get the sacked. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's done. And Walter come in and then he said, aye, I want to sign you as well, I've watched you. And that was it. Pre-contract, signed in the summer.
And how was your dad when you told him?
Took my dad up to Murray Park and he was greeting and that.
Was he?
Aye. Just one of the amazing moments of your family. Yeah, you're getting a wee bit. getting a wee bit soft here. Aye, it's just dad was huge Rangers fan. I was a big Rangers fan, and to sign, and Andy will know that it's what dreams are made of. And
yeah,
it's even when Walter's there signing you. Man, I grew up watching Walter. I was like a fan. I was starstruck. Do you know what I mean?
How was he with your dad? Good.
Aye, brilliant. Then his run Murray Park showed us just a general chit chat. My dad could talk to him, man. So. It was good.
See, when you signed, who was the? I know you obviously mentioned Devo, but who was the like standouts in training for the day you signed and onwards?
Well, obviously I went there and it was pre-season, so fucking running, weren't we? But I grew up watching Barry Ferguson, didn't you? And then you meet him, and then first day
he was a joke, wasn't he?
Aye, it was so good. And then you meet him, and then the first day he's coming for you in training and that.
But in the motor on the way, and boy, he says to you, didn't he?
On the way up, boy's like, Fergie comes for you. You need to give him some back, it'll be on you every day. First day, I'm like, any worries, Fergie comes in, I'm right back up. First day at Rangers, I'm going back at the captain. Fucking Cap Bradford, who's he?
he is like that though, because he almost tests you. He's like, what you like, you're going to come back for us. And to be fair, he is one of them. He actually likes it.
Did he do that to you as well, Andy?
I always thought, I don't know if you like it, I always thought he let us away with a wee bit more because we were like Glasgow boys, do you know what I mean? It's not like he's bullied our players, that wasn't the case, but he knew that we worked hard, he knew that was real life. We were always going to train properly every day, so Scottish, it was more...
The Scottish boys, I thought, trained harder than English boys, and that was just a given, didn't
if you
it?
If you never trained hard in a training session every day, he will come for you, 100%.
But do you remember the first time he came for you now? Because he was like your proper Rangers hero, wasn't he?
I remember it was wee small-sided games, remember? And your team get beat and you picked a ball up and shelled it away.
Aye.
He's like, away in!
Aye,
go
he
on.
Sent me in, aye. But he actually made me go and get the ball first. I said that to Slaney. So I do that now. See, but like the 20s when I'm kicked away, I make them go and get the ball. Because I remember seeing I volleyed the ball away when our team get beat and he made me go and get the ball. He's so embarrassed, isn't he? You're like, trudging away, he's told me to go and get the ball, get it back. And as soon as I came back, he's like, going inside or no? I'm like, oh no. I went on loan, you know what I mean? He's sending me
first
back.
First week.
So what did he say when he came into the dressing room?
He was it's one of them where you're in the changing room, you're sweating, thinking he's sending me back or something. Like, I fucked it here. Because I'd just scored in my debut the weekend. I'd only played one game. But then he was like, no, I don't mind that side of you, but don't be doing that again, like kicking the ball away, because I'll make you go and get it and send you back in. So it's like, fair enough. And
but you had a few runners on, brothers, didn't you?
When you've signed for Rangers again pre-season, thing I noticed when the Rangers was the different level of training. The intensity was like, oh fuck, it was hard.
Aye.
Did you feel that going from St Mirren to Rangers?
Was but you were knackered after doing your four floors in the machine. I felt that everybody hated getting beat more than normal. See, at St Mirren it was like, you get beat, unlucky, we go again. Yeah. See, at Rangers, see if the team get beat. They were fighting. Mate, there was a scrap every day.
Who was it usually? Everyone?
Every day, mate. Aye, honestly, every day. And then when the formers come in, they kind of get their head in this at first.
No. I think you're mad.
They're like, what's going on, man? What's going on here? Yous are crazy.
Aye.
I mean, big Darshevo and Fergie were at it every day, mate. They hated each other.
Did they?
And they were there, like, they hated it.
So with Darshevo, obviously, gave Fergie
he was a sword, mate. He was just a smaggy arse and all of that.
Do you remember him?
Like, I'd enjoy that. I had Darshevo pulled me around. I'd be asking to slap my arse every day. But was there no one you were arguing with Fergie and Walter came in? And did Walter stop you and Fergie once now?
No. That was Christian Daly, was it? No.
Oh, Christian Daly,
The only time I seen Walter go for Fergie was when my first game was a Champions League qualifier, and I think it's 0-0, and we're coming in and Fergie's saying this and doing that, and Walter's just standing there and listening to it all. And he picks up the tactic balls, the one you use, throws it at Fergie. You want to take the fucking team, stand up here and take the team. Oh, I don't want to take the team. No, get fucking on and take the team. I'm not want to take the team. And Walter's like that. Oh, don't say fuck all to have spoke. That was it. After that, man, I was like, holy shit, what have I came to here?
Aye.
First game.
Did Walter ever give you it?
Oh, I did a couple of times. I think it was Celtic away. I gave the penalty away. He just turned around and said, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I didn't mean to. Scotty done me. He just stopped and seen me coming and gave a penalty. And he's like, just shook the head and that was me, man. I was
that's worse than getting shouted at. I'm just shaking your head.
I wasn't even shouted. It was like, what are you doing? And just the shaking. I'm like, oh, man, it was me for a week.
He was one of them. Like, we've had a few in Scotland, like Walter Smith, obviously Alex Ferguson, Tommy Burns. Like, they've just got that aura, haven't they? Where everyone's just got that automatic respect. And you're like, just
they come in the dressing room, it just goes to instantly quiet.
Aye, silent.
So have you never seen anybody game at back now?
Never.
That's amazing, that.
Never.
Imagine that, though.
I think all the big players he managed, eh?
Even Coisty. If Coisty's, he would go, Ali. No, Coisty would just go,
would he, eh? What, when Coisty was assistant manager?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Aye. But you only need to listen to McCoy's talk about Walter and you see the absolute maximum respect on all avenues.
Yep.
So, like, to gain that respect, that's the first thing I said to Jig. What's the difference between Coisty and Walter? He says, Coisty walk in here, we'll have a chat and a carry on. When Walter walk in, he says, please go quiet.
Yeah. Aye.
Must be aye. Some. How do you get to that point? How do you.
Years and years of respect, mate. Success, innit?
Success. How many trophies did he win?
See, when you first went in, brothers, could you tell that team was good enough to get to a UEFA Cup final?
No.
No,
I was just a young boy. I'm just trying to establish myself. I'm not looking at the team thinking, like, we're going to get to a European Cup final. Aye. I'm just trying to go on the bench at that point.
Was it a good bonus for being on the bench in
it? It was worth it. definitely no, but there was some amount of players that came in. That was pretty much a new team Walter signed, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was your favourite games for that run?
Werder Bremen away.
Oh, it's the biggest doing. It's the biggest doing I've ever seen anything.
What Rangers got to do?
Oh, mate, talk about waves of the attack. This was embarrassing.
Where were you playing?
Right back, aye. We pretty much played four centre-backs, didn't we?
Remember how Giggsy's saving that one? Oh, ridiculous, mate. Isn't it?
Even Walter came in after the game and just went, don't know how we've won that, but well done, boys. Honestly, the
brilliant?
Biggest doing, aye.
Remember the boy, the Brazilian boy?
Diego, that's right.
Unbelievable.
But to see, again, the European stuff, tell me when I met him, some of the other players which you were up against, who were some of the players you were directly up against?
Well, I had to mark Arshavin in the UEFA Cup final. Yeah.
And he was flying at that time, Arshavin, remember? He went to Arsenal after that, didn't he?
That's right, he did. Just cheated, just sat, never went back. So I had to just sit, I wouldn't have, the ball broken, I'm going to, we all heard, was it, brothers, where are you going? Back, just.
The old Gus McPherson shout, when I get fucking back.
If you didn't that with Walter, you wouldn't have played.
No.
Did you play in the Barca game, 0-0?
No, I was on the bench. But
so,
0-0.
Man United, you got man of the match?
My match, Old Trafford away. So I did, aye.
Playing left wing back?
Left wing back, mate.
Were you?
Back in the day, should have had a penalty as well.
Who, you should have?
Aye.
What, did you do something?
I think I get flicked on by Kenny and I'm running behind doing my striker. And I get flicked in and I get chopped down, and even Graeme Souness said after the game that should have been a penalty. That was a game me and Fernandez collided and he broke his leg.
Oh, aye.
What Fernandez is that?
The solid winger. Is it Fernandez?
No.
Valencia.
He
broke his leg.
And then Nani, come on.
For fuck's sake.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ibrahimovic as well with Scotland.
Ibrahimovic, Scotland's the best player I've played against. He was a monster, mate. Monster. You just couldn't get near him. He's bringing things down up here. He's
tall.
His feet, and I'm trying to heed it and everything.
6'8", unbelievable on the ball.
How tall is he? 6 foot what?
Six, seven. Talks in third person, doesn't he?
Aye.
What, on the pitch?
Interviews after. If we were doing an interview, he'd be sitting here. Yeah. Ibrahim had a good game today.
He's
scored 2 goals.
But he actually does, though, didn't he? Like, have you seen him? He's, you know, he does like karate.
So
bring a ball down for up there all the time.
Did you ever hear a player on the pitch that you would constantly have a battle with? Against?
Aye, probably Morelos, Kelly, Rangers, aye. Really? That was the most battles I've had. Because at Rangers, though, I played a lot at fullback. Never really played much centre-back, unfortunately, which is a big regret of mine. But, so probably, like, even against Celta, I had to pick up Aidan McGeady. Fucking hell, I'm 6'2", big. I've got this wee guy flip-flopping me with his right foot and then squaring me up and flip-flopping me with his left. I'm like, what's going on here?
To be fair, I always thought a couple of your best games for Rangers was an old firms. The one at Parkhead.
4-2.
4-2.
Aye.
Remember that day you were unreal? Mm. To be fair, I thought you always done well in old firms.
To be fair, I done all right. I'm all right at 1v1s when I could run. I can't really run now.
Except for you're in behind.
Went to Walter and said that I want to play centre-back, or would that not happen?
I couldn't have went to Walter Smith and said that. I was pretty much the player Andy's probably had it that could fill in at left back, centre back, right back.
Yeah.
Fucking scored utility
man.
Scored my goal with Rangers. I've come on at left midfield. Do you know what I mean? It's,
but is it not frustrating when you're getting judged and you're not playing your proper position?
Aye, that's frustrating, but you're playing for the team you support. Would you go and say, I want to leave? That's the only thing that annoys me. Like, people see me as a fullback, and I've never been a fullback. I'm a centre back.
Centre back all day.
So if anything, that gives you more respect, the fact that you played where you played for that number of years and played it probably particularly well, and it wasn't really your position. So
I know, I appreciate that, Kev.
What'll be your best moment in a Rangers, your Rangers career?
It's got to be the final, isn't it? The UEFA Cup final. Nah. I've never watched it back.
Nah?
Never watched it back. I watched the whole run to the final, never watched the final back.
I think Tomo's been on here before saying you've probably never done yourself justice in the final. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, aye.
Rangers were poor that night.
They beat better teams the full sort of run, which you could probably say similar to Rangers team last year, played Frankfurt in the final. You think like Leipzig and Dortmund.
It's probably
similar to that 2008 run.
In terms of the team you were in the final.
I don't think the SFA helped us either. I don't think the SFA helped
us.
Played Marwell something like 2 or 3 days before us.
And then we played 2 days after where they did 2 weeks to prepare.
Find that strange, and I don't know why, because even our two most teams that do the best for us, we never seem to want to help them. I don't get that.
See, if you think about it, but right, so see, for the rap that Scottish football gets, we've had three European Leagues finalists in three times the last 20 years or something. Celtic 2002, Rangers 2008, and obviously last year. It's not a bad record, is it?
I never thought another team would get to a European final after us.
I agree with you. I certainly thought it would be a lot.
Especially now with the way the Europa League is, the fact that it gives you automatic qualification to the Champions League. So it's
the way money's got, mate, at other countries. Look at the money all these Prem clubs, Liga clubs, Italian clubs are getting for TV deals.
That's why if these two teams ever get the money, the rest get world football. Should be afraid, I'm telling you.
Was your dad in that the UEFA Cup final?
Aye.
How is that for him? Busload fair.
If you're drunken, aye.
Did it? So what's drunken, like a scheme?
A village.
Is that right? Is that a shithole?
Aye.
Is that right?
Pretty much, aye.
Uh-huh. And would he come and watch you every week, your dad?
Aye.
Brilliant, eh?
Aye.
Many tickets did you just get for the final? Because tickets, man, must
30.
Be.
30? Aye, 30 tickets.
That's decent.
He's
man.
Asking for 30 tickets a game for the Broomies. Is your dad coming to the Broomhill game? Does he fuck? Is your dad coming to the Broomhill game?
No, he's no fat.
Does he fuck?
He's no fat.
What about teammate? Who was your roommate?
Jig for a bit. Boydie.
How was Boydie?
Oh, mate, this guy. What a guy, though. What a character. But then it changed, because then Boydie went with Jig. They became really close, and then I got in with Big Laugh.
Oh, that's a bad one as well, isn't it?
He would be eating bars of chocolate this size at 12 o'clock at night.
Would he? What, night before a game?
Aye. Celtic at 12 o'clock the next day.
And he'd be smashing a
bar of chocolate at that, mate.
He was like that till after it, wasn't he?
Aye. Pissing in buckets, sitting out in people's rooms and charming the door and running.
He was a crackpot, man.
Whose door would get that, didn't he?
Oh, we would always try and go for Mo. For some
reason. Mo Heddy?
Aye.
Because American, man.
You always go for the guy that makes
American.
Brilliant. Oh, who else would get it? Like, they just used to steal keys and go in and flip all your
beds upside down.
Lafferty,
he was a good player, Lafferty, eh?
Aye.
He was, aye. Scored some big goals.
Aye. He was.
I can't believe he's still playing. I remember playing against him when he played for Burnley.
And Burnley, that's right. That was
very
funny. He was the one
that
was like
Celtic
first, wasn't he?
As daft as he is, whatever. I played against him 2004 when he was playing for Burnley. So what age of man would he be then?
I think he's only 34 now, Laugh.
Is he?
Yeah, he's only 34, eh?
So what's that, 2004? Nah, he wasn't playing for Burnley at 14.
He's not as old as you think.
2004.
18 years ago. What would he be, 16?
Probably 16,
aye.
I'm sure he made his debut.
He was tall and he won everything.
Did you not say you were rolling about with Fergie once, though? Actual fight?
Aye, Blackpool. You weren't there at that point.
How was that? What happened?
I'm sure
he was
the manager in the last podcast. No, he was a player. So come in, you know what he's like on the pitch. He's just constant, and he's gone. I'm like, Fergie, shut the fuck up. He's gone. Shut the fuck up, Fergie, man. Honestly, he's just constant pish for you. Going down the tunnel, and I can see him growling. You can feel that burning in the back of your head. He's growling. He's blah, 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 mumbling. I begin to the dressing room and he's just there. I can see him staring.
Oh, that's horrible.
I just turned in and I gave him the wee smirk. I turned in to Big Gaz to like, that's nugget. And the next thing he's up with a boot, try to hit me, he'd be
I told this story.
A bit.
Do you remember him and Jill? Matt Jilks had been in the changing room. I told that story. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, the jokes? No, I remember Matt Jilks.
It was after a game. And I think we conceded later something and we'd lost 2-1 or something like that and we've came in. Fergie was gone mental. But Fergie used to be one of them. See if he done well for him, he'd give you a couple of days off.
Right, yeah.
But for some reason, Jill didn't want days off. So Jill came in, he's like, no, tell you what it is. We're shite and training's shite and we've got days off all the time, training's shite. And Fergie just looked at me girl and went, you're shite. You're shite. And Jill stood up and went, tell me I'm shite. Tell me I'm shite. Just shouting at each other.
You're shite.
What's he saying?
He's
training good, Fergie.
He's really good. Aye.
Who would take it, him and Bob? Or just Fergie? Aye.
No, both.
Him, Bob, Malky
Thompson. Malky's a good guy. Was Kenny McDonald at Rangers for you?
Aye,
good guy, Kenny.
Aye, Kenny's training was hard as well. I take it that's where you get that, Faye.
Aye, Kenny was my Reggie manager. No, I take it, your training's hard.
Aye.
He's
like,
you need to come down to Thursday session.
It's fast-paced, mate. It's high intensity, to be fair.
It needs to be,
doesn't
it? They're only training
twice. If you're only twice a week, I'd imagine so, but... Nah, you're just a crackpot, mate. I've seen a different side to you these last couple of weeks.
But after that, Fergie was like, I don't care if you have a beer and night out and that. Then we get beat for Leicester, and remember, and they're driving up the road, and they're halfway up the M1, and we're like, feel down, boys. And he's like, fuck it, we'll go to Middlesbrough for a night out. The way him, I'm phoning the missus. Gaffer's pulled it in the morning. We're in the morning's morning, I need to go to Blackpool. Up to Middlesbrough night out. Him and Gaz get lifted. I get one of these sheets saying you're not leaving the town for 24 hours. Delivered to the house and she opens it. What the hell are you doing in Middlesbrough?
Mate, Gaz get battered by a police officer. Police officer and get done with... you get done with assault or something, didn't he? Assaulting a police officer,
so why
a police officer battled him.
Because he's trying to get a policeman off him.
No, what happened? He had my keys for some reason. Remember, Gaz had my keys. So this guy was, the police officer was battling Gaz, and I'm like, Gaz, I need my keys, I need to get in the house. And then they left me because I'm trying to get Gaz off the police officer.
I'm locked out the house.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, she took it in the tube, so I can't even go to a hotel.
So did you get cells?
Aye, we got cells. All I remember for that night was guys just shouting the full night in the cells. Like, mate, we're in for a race. Just have a
screen. How did you stay up that year?
I know. Mate, I tell you what, we done unbelievable at the end of the season, didn't we? Because Wigan, we either beat Brighton away or drew with Brighton away, who were in the top spots. And then with two games to go, Wigan had to win to get playoffs. And we had to win to stay up, and we beat Wigan 2-0 away.
We had a night out with Peterhead. It was Gaz's first night out up there. He just signed for us. So we are out. I'll go up the bar, get a pint of tenants. Gaz goes up the bar, he's looking. I'm thinking, what's the big man getting? He goes like, give us that fucking bottle of whiskey. She's like, what? He's like, full bottle, I'll give you 60 quid. Mate, he just sat in a hotel and fucking spanked a bottle of whiskey. Again, same thing, mate. Chucked at the hotel, police at the hotel the next morning. Can I tell you exactly what he done, but holy fuck, what a guy, man. Never seen somebody drink whiskey like this, mate. Just like that with the bottle, spanking it.
It was a mad 6 months we had.
Then I mean, the policeman battled him. The big cut here, black eye, and he's going to hear me the missus. What happened to you?
My God,
can't help but the game.
Ah, brilliant.
Mad 6 months.
Anything else? Any other questions for the big man?
No, it was a pleasure though.
Who else bothered on them? Warnock.
Steve Evans.
Oh no way.
I remember he said that a few weeks ago.
Oh, is it big Steve? Did he wear mascara? I was convinced.
100%. And ID here.
Mate, who was it? Was it Steve Evans? Was it? Think of
Jason Cummins.
Jason Cummins told me that one of the best stories ever was his training at Rotherham. Mate.
What is it? Tell it.
So they just signed him, right? It was Steve Evans, wherever he was. And obviously, Cummins, known as a goal scorer, left foot in that, right? So he said the first training session they'd done finishing, right? So Cummins, right, left foot, shanks it wide. Again, left foot. Blazes it out of the bar. Steve Evans goes, hey son, wait till they see you on your stronger right foot. Cummins like, I'm left footed.
did Cummins not go and stay one?
Stayed
no.
He did, he stayed in his house.
Cummins stayed in his house for a month because he's obviously.
Did he bring it up when he had a shite game of
that? Did he used
to bring the assistant managers up? Because the assistant manager used to live with him in the house. Forget B1 game, they'd be arguing like that. You're out the house. I pay all the bills. You're not staying with me.
You're out the house.
Swear to God, mate. This guy was a one-off.
Aye. his reputation's at your company, loving me, I don't trust you, I love you and on. So.
But did Cummins not say you ended up like minding their kids while you're having his missus for a date?
No, so him, Steve Evans and his missus and kids used to go out like every say Sunday night or something like that, like a date, family day or something like that. And he found out Cummins was in a boozer one day, steaming, but it was like causing a ruckus, mate. They were trying to chuck him out of the pub and that. So Steve Evans and the family left their day out. They come pick Cummins up, so Cummins is in the back of the mall with the kids, steaming. Go back to the house. Steve Evans is like, I've told you when we get back.
Sensational.
I can't say that, man.
Mate, this guy's amazing.
Could he crack after the game?
Oh, mate, aye. He was like one of the big skiers, wasn't he? The ones that jump like that.
Was he?
Yeah!
I seen a picture of him at the weekend, mate. He's massive, him, man.
It was Wembley when he landed. His trousers were fucked in the Wembley.
He's running to nothing like that, wasn't he?
He almost started waiting for the...
What a hero.
The Leeds job, didn't he?
That's right.
Because he couldn't get kit to fit him.
It's right back on now.
No, they did. Had to wear the Rotherham kit and stitched a Leeds badge and a Kappa badge over there.
Oh, my God.
Did he ever come for you?
Oh, I came for everybody, mate.
Did you, huh?
Didn't they let any drop-offs in the bus if you could beat?
What, you wouldn't have... No stops?
No stops,
so
mate.
So if you were down south all the way up to Rotherham and no stops?
Well, Wolves, not the way to Rotherham. There was about 3 drop-offs, so the boys' cars in there. No drop-offs, he's a shite today. Boys, but no car, Gaffer. Get paid enough, you get a taxi.
I love that. That's brilliant. Mate,
Cummins told me they had a boy that was a pure shite bag, like pure soft when they tackle him doing that. So he got a pro boxer in and made this boy spar the pro boxer. at a boxing session with a pro boxer, mate.
Steve Evans, you need him on as well.
He'd be amazing.
Do you still speak to him, brother?
I text him,
I text him, mate.
What are the guests we've got lined up now? New one, look, Steve Evans.
Have you ever gave a manager a bit back and it like, backfired?
Aye, well, me and Steve Evans have went a few times.
So, what, rolling a bit?
No, fighting, no.
Trying to kiss you?
Just shouting, you know.
Did I eat him?
I was a snag.
And who else at Rotherham is? Warnock, Steve Evans.
Neil Redfern.
Who was Barnes?
Alan Stubbs.
Oh, Stubbsy, what was he like?
I was only there for 4 weeks.
Stubbsy, what? Oh, sorry, was that right? Aye. He went for Hibster Rotherham, didn't he?
Aye. I don't think he was given enough time.
And then for Rotherham back to Killy?
Aye, for Rotherham to Killy, aye.
And you loved Steve Clarke, as you've said
Steve
before.
Steve Clarke was unbelievable.
Best
Jacket signed me, though.
Oh, Jacket signed you?
Aye.
So he's obviously good mates?
Oh, probably, aye.
How was that playing under your mate?
Because everybody thought that he signed me because it was his mate, but it wasn't he? Jig signed me as a player and played me in position, but didn't work out that way. I got sent off in the second game, didn't I? Against Hearts, funny enough, for pulling that boy's hair.
Oh, I remember that.
How long was Jig minded before he got there?
Jig taken over the season before and kept him up because
they didn't get to
the playoffs.
He didn't.
So they did. And then he signed all the team, really. He signed Stephen O'Donnell, Burkey. Signed good players,
good players
and then obviously left and Steve Clarke come in.
Could you tell Steve Clarke was brilliant straight away?
Aye, amazing.
But just the standards and that he demanded.
He had the presence. He came in and he just did that presence. So he did, and his training's unbelievable.
Are you and him still tight? Would you speak to him now?
I could text him and he'd get back to you. Aye. Uh-huh. It's great that way. He'd send you anything to do with coaching and that. He says there's books there anytime you need it.
Fucking get him for me, mate.
You're doing all right,
yeah. Get him everybody else's fucking book.
He never shouted though.
No, I need to stop my hair. As I promise, I'm going to tell the boys tomorrow that stops now.
That was top. Wait, today,
boys. Stop shouting.
You got to stop shouting.
For no chance.
No chance.
Yours will be good, mate. Been a pleasure to watch.
Thanks very much.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.